Blackstone Audio presents Drunks, an American History by Christopher M. Finan. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. The epilogue is read by Christopher M. Finan. For Sam and Al, and our family ghosts. Introduction. President John Adams had just discovered his son was an alcoholic. He was furious. Charles had been a handsome and charming 9-year-old when he accompanied his father on a diplomatic mission to Europe in 1779. Charles wins the heart, as usual, and is the most gentleman of them all. I love him too much, John wrote to his wife, Abigail. But in his mid-teens, Charles began to display disturbing behavior. While a student at Harvard College, he was caught running across Harvard Yard with several other boys. They may have been naked. They were probably drunk. Charles was able to graduate and became a lawyer, but John and Abigail remained concerned about the character of his friends. His father wrote him many admonishing letters. John learned the worst in 1799 during a visit to his daughter's home. He found Charles's wife and 2 young children living there. The family was bankrupt, and Charles had disappeared. He is a mere rake, buck, blood and beast, a madman possessed of the devil, John told Abigail. I renounce him. Abigail did not break with Charles, but she was also angry. When he reappeared, she told him that he was hurting his family and appealed to his pride and sense of honor. But all is lost on him, she said. The whole man is so changed that ruin and destruction have swallowed him up. Poor, poor.